Okay, we are in the last part of chapter 17 of the Gospel of Luke.
So,
start reading in verse 20.
And
when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation." So the Pharisees asked this question. When will the kingdom of God come? And of course this is a question in regards to the end times. And we'll see that Jesus just answers the question.
And
later on in chapter 21 we see Jesus answering again the similar question to the disciples. Now today I'm not able to go very deep into the end times. I want to focus on what Jesus is teaching here, something we can learn specifically from this passage, and it will be in regards to the second coming / rapture,
which as
we will see is the same event.
Now,
there are different views on the second coming / rapture.
The most خیلی از مسیحی‌ها اعتقادات متفاوتی دارن.
The most believed view is called the pre-tribulation rapture.
قبل از مصیبت‌ها ربوده خواهیم شد.
Which is wrong.
و اشتباس.
Yeah, it is a view that has become popular because of some movies.
و به خاطر یه سری از فیلم‌ها همه مسیحی‌ها به این گرویدن.
Yeah, movies like Left Behind.
Left Behind.
Another one to think as a thief in the night. And they promote this false view of the end times. If you want to know what will not happen, you can watch those movies. If you do want to know what will happen, you need to listen to what Jesus is teaching on the Bible today. And on a funny note, the main character of this Left Behind, popular Left Behind movies, he has changed his views on the end times. So he believes now the correct view, which is what we believe, which is the post-tribulation pre-wrath.
And
in a moment I will explain what that means.
Now,
first talk about what is the rapture. Because it's not a word that you find in the Bible.
It's
just a term that describes it.
Unfortunately, it doesn't have it as well.
How would the Farsi word translate?
Where the believers would go beyond the sky, would be taken away.
That's pretty good. Yeah. So in English they made a term for that. Now let's at least read from the Bible how the Bible describes this. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 15 till 17, which is probably the most popular passage in regards to the rapture. 15 till 17, 1 Thessalonians 4. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord."
زیرا این را به شما از کلام خدا میگیم که ما که زنده و تا آمدن خداوند باقی بمانیم بر خودگان سبقت نخواهیم جوست. زیرا خود خداوند با صدای و با صدای رئیس فرشتگان و با شیپور خدا از آسمان نازل خواهد شد و مردگان در مسیح اول خواهند برخاست. آنگاه ما که زنده و باقی باشیم با ایشان در ابرها ربوده خواهیم شد و خداوند را در هوا استقبال کنیم و همچنین همیشه با خداوند خواهیم بود.
So what is the rapture? It is when Jesus comes back and those who are alive in Christ at that point in time, they will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Yeah, that's when we will receive our new glorified bodies. Yeah, you can read at home in 1 Corinthians 15 that talks about it. It's also the first resurrection. Yeah, Jesus is the first fruit. And then we have the first general resurrection, which is at the coming of Jesus.
Now, on
when this happens and how this happens,
there is some description.
And everybody agrees, though, almost everybody agrees, that there will be a rapture.
Now,
what do we believe based on the Bible?
Yeah,
and something that you'll see is quite obvious. That is that the rapture happens after a period of tribulation.
But
before God starts pouring out his
wrath. And that's
called post-tribulation, post-trib, pre-wrath.
بعد از ربوده شدن قبل از خشم.
Yeah. Now the most common view is
اما اکثر مردم دنیا
the pre-tribulation view.
میگن حتی قبل از
they believe
شدن.
That before any trouble comes,
قبل از اینکه هیچ سختی برای ایماندارا تو
yeah, before tribulation,
قبل از اینکه مشکلات ایجاد
yeah,
بشه,
God will take us out of here.
خداوند همه ایماندارانش رو از اینجا
and
میبره.
And they will describe this event as something that is hidden or secret.
و میگه یواشکی یواش این اتفاق میفته.
Suddenly all Christians go missing.
همه مسیحیان از بین میرن.
Nobody knows where they went.
هیچ کی نمیدونه کجا رفته چجوری رفته.
People are wondering.
همه نگرانن.
And then after 7 years of tribulation,
بعد از 7 سال
Jesus comes back
مصیبت عیسی مسیح میاد
and what they will call the second coming
که میگیم دومین اومدنش.
Now I will prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is false.
بدون ثابت میکنم بدون شک
این دروغه. This is utterly incompatible with the Bible.
غیر ممکن غیر قابل تصور کتاب مقدس.
And Luke 17 is one of the passages we'll point this out to us.
که یکی از چیزهایی هست که خداوند
okay. Read again verses 20 and 21 from Luke 17. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
ملکوت خدا با مشاهده کردن نمی آید و نخواهند گفت که در اینجا یا آنجا زیرا اینک ملکوت خدا در میان شماست.
Now, first, notice what it says in verse 21, where it says low here or low there.
نه اینجا نه اونجا.
Why do I mention this?
چرا؟
Because two verses further, we have something similar being mentioned.
دوباره همین تکرار میشه.
Skip to verse 23,
آیه 23 رو بخونید.
Where it says, and they shall say to you, see here or see there, go not after them nor follow them.
برای شما خواهند گفت اینک در فلان یا فلان جاست مروید و به دنبال آنها مروید.
Yeah, so low here, low there, and then afterwards, see here, see there. Now, why do I mention this?
That's
because Jesus basically gives some parallel in regards to two of his comings. His first coming, which was in progress at the time, because he was there, Jesus was walking on this earth, and of course, the future coming, which we will call the second coming. And there's a huge difference between these two comings. Yeah, of course, we know the first coming, Jesus came as the Lamb of God, who taketh
اولین باری که عیسی مسیح اومد به عنوان برای خداوند اومد که گناهان دنیا رو بر دوش خودش بگیره
coming,
و بر رسالی بره. اما بر بار دوم که میاد میگه اون شیر یهودا
yeah,
همه چیز رو
صاف خواهد
کرد و خشمش رو بر روی زمین خواهد
and this will end eventually up in establishing a physical kingdom here on, here on this earth.
ملکوت جسمانی در این دنیا خواهد ساخت، یه سلطنتی خواهد ساخت.
Now also notice in verse 20 at the end
دقت کنید که آخرش میگه
that it says the kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
ملکوت خدا با مشاهده کردن نمی آید.
Yeah, this talks about the first coming.
اومدن اول عیسی مسیح.
Meaning this was not some outward physical thing.
مشاهده when Jesus قابل came لمس first time. نیست اولین باری که اومد عیسی مسیح.
He didn't come to establish a physical kingdom.
نیومد که ملکوتی که قابل لمس شدن باشه را انجام
بده. This is what many people were.
خیلی ها منتظر یهودی ها بودن که این اتفاق براشون بیفته.
Now when does the Messiah come and
وقتی مسیح موعود بیاد.
Put our physical nation
ملکوت جسمانی
back on the political world map.
توی نقشه سیاسی میذاره.
This is what I wanted.
اتفاقی است که خواهد افتاد.
This was in the mind of the Pharisees.
در فکر فریسیان همین بود.
Yeah, that's why we're asking.
برای همین
امروز می‌پرسم. King of God
called.
And even after the resurrection,
this
was still something in the mind of the disciples.
هنوز در
they were wondering about
this.
Go to Acts 1, read verses 6 to 7. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. Yeah, Jesus, tell us, when will you restore the kingdom of Israel? The answer is, Jesus came to establish a spiritual kingdom in the hearts of men.
یک ملکوت روحانی در قلب‌های انسان‌ها بنا
The kingdom of God is within you.
ملکوت خداوند درون شماست.
And Jesus would leave.
و عیسی مسیح
And he would remain a spiritual nation.
و هنوز قوم روحانی خواهیم
بود. Yeah, that's a spiritual nation that we're all part of as Christians. Being
Christ. ما مسیحیان هممون جزء اون قوم روحانی هستیم. اون جمع روحانی هستیم.
Yeah, and nobody will be saying low here, low there.
ملت روحانی.
Why? هیچ
نمیگه اینجا، اونجا، فلان جا و فلان جا.
Because it is a spiritual kingdom.
چون روحانی است و قابل دیدن.
At his first coming.
در اومدن اول عیسی مسیح.
Now read verse 22.
آیه 22.
Luke 17 verse 22.
لوقا 17 آیه 22.
And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it.
و به شاگردان خود گفت ایامی می‌آید که آرزو خواهید داشت که روزی از روزهای پسر انسان را ببینید و نخواهید دید.
Yes, so then he tells the disciples, there will come a moment
لحظه‌ای خواهد آمد
that I will not be with you.
که من کنارتون
نخواهم بود. There's coming an end to this first coming of me.
آخر اومدن اولین بار من تموم خواهد شد. یه زمانی به آخرش میرسه.
There will come a time that you'll be looking back and wishing I was with you.
و کاشکی تا میگفتین کاشکی هنوز کنارم بود.
There will be a time that Jesus was not physically on this earth.
جسمانی عیسی مسیح در این زمین نباشه.
And of course, we live in that day.
ما در اون روز زندگی میکنیم.
Yeah, Jesus ascended into heaven.
عیسی مسیح به آسمان رفته.
And of course, now we're waiting for the second coming
that the Bible speaks about. بار دوم خداوند
Now read the next two verses, 23 and 24. And they shall say to you, see here or see there. Go not after them nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of one part under heaven shineth into the other part of under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day.
شما خواهند گفت اینک در فلان یا فلان جاست مروید و به دنبال آنها مروید زیرا چون برخی از یک جانب زیر آسمان روشن شده تا جانب دیگر زیر آسمان درخشان می شود پسر انسان در روز خود همچنین خواهد
Yeah, so after the Son has departed, after Jesus has been resurrected and ascended into heaven, then there will be people who will say, see here or see there.
چی میگن؟ اینجا برین یا اونجا برین فلان و فلان جا
But do not go after them Don't follow them
دنبالشون نرید
Yeah and of course this is pointing to the second coming
و اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح را
Why should people not go after
چرا بقیه نباید بریم دنبال
Those who say see here see there
میگن اینجا رو ببین اونجا رو ببین
Now that's because the second time that Jesus comes again There will be no need to search him in certain places. We don't have to try to find him.
And
when Jesus comes back the second time, nobody will miss that. It will be obvious to everybody. Now, how obvious? Yeah, like lightning that lights up one area.
Yeah,
you can see at the other end. The other part of heaven.
همون بالا که رد و برق میشه همه میبینن. چه این ور شهر باشی چه اون ور شهر باشی میبینی.
If you ever seen a thunderstorm, you know what that means.
حالا طوفان رو دیده باشین میفهمین اون رد و برق چیه.
Yeah, you see the blicks of the lightning at one side.
میبینی رد و
برق. And it lights up all around.
بعد یو میره همه جای محله رو روشن میکنه.
You don't even have to look at it and you know that is lightning.
بگردی دنبالش تا پیداش کنی رد و برق رو ببینی همه میبینن.
So shall also the Son of Man be in his day. This is how it's going to be at the second coming. Everybody will see it.
It
will be obvious that Jesus has come back to the earth. It will be with observation. Yeah? Then Jesus goes back to the first coming for a moment in verse 25. Yeah, making clear we're not there yet. Verse 25, but first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. Yeah, of course, Jesus is speaking about himself. He is the Son of Man.
He will suffer many things. And of course,
we know that he will die on the cross for the sins of the world. Yes, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
And
we also know that he will... that he also will be rejected from his generation.
Yeah.
John 1:11, he came into his own and his own received him not.
Yeah,
many of the physical nation of Israel were waiting for their Messiah and they missed it. They were looking for the wrong thing. Yeah, this was all part of the second, of the first coming.
Now we're getting to the verses.
Now we're getting to the verses I want to focus on. Jesus is going to give us more information on his second coming. Now, what was the question that is asked? When will the kingdom of God come?
Now,
Jesus answers in two parts. First, he refers to the first coming. Yeah, but he has established the spiritual kingdom. One that was not with observation. The kingdom in the hearts of men, a spiritual nation. Then Jesus ascended to heaven. And now we are looking forward to the second coming. That will be with the observation. That is like lightning in one part of heaven that can be seen in the other part of heaven.
Something that's obvious.
Yeah, and eventually he will establish a physical kingdom here on earth.
The millennium reign of Christ. Now
Jesus gives us two examples from the Old Testament that points to the second coming
که اشاره میکنه به اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح.
Read verses 26 to 30.
آیه 26 تا 30
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered in the dark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
و چنانکه در ایام نوح واقع شد همونطور در زمان پسر انسان نیز خواهد بود که میخوردند و مینوشیدند و زن و شوهر میگرفتند و روزی که چون نوح داخل کشتی شد طوفان آمده همه را هلاک ساخت و همچنان که در ایام لوط شد که به خوردن و نوشیدن خرید و فروش و زراعت و عمارت مشغول میبودند و روزی که چون لوط از سدوم بیرون آمد آتش بوگرد از آسمان بارید و همه را هلاک ساخت و همین مقدار خواهد بود در روزی که پسر انسان ظاهر شود.
Jesus says, hey, this is what you'll be looking for. Yeah, the Son of Man will suffer many things, reject of this generation. It's a spiritual kingdom. That is what's like. Now here we have the second coming,
the kingdom of God.
And it'll be as in the days of Noah, of Noah, and the days of Lot. Yeah, where the story of Lot is a symbolic picture of the rapture.
داستان لوط سمبولی هست از روبوده شدن ایام آخر.
Yeah, if you remember, Lot ended up in
Sodom. در سدوم و گماره قرار گرفت.
Very wicked city.
شهر خیلی بدی بود.
And he's eventually taken out by angels.
و فرشتگان خداوند او را از شهر بیرون می‌برند.
And only after Lot was taken out by the angels,
وقتی فرشتگان لوط را از سرزمین بردند، بعد خداوند سدوم را با خاک کرد.
It will be exactly like the rapture.
مثل رو بوده شدن
the angels of God will guard those
خداوند
who are his
and is coming وقتی فرزندان خدا هستن و خداوند رو در آسمان ملاقات می‌کنن
after that has happened
بعد از این که این اتفاق
God will start pouring out his wrath
و خداوند خشم خودش رو می‌ریزه بر روی همه
I'll come back to this later
برمیگردم
notice that at the end of verse 24
یادتون باشه در آخر 24
it says that it says in his day
در ایام او
Now, what day we were talking about?
The day of his coming.
The same day that the Son of Man is revealed.
همون روزی که پسر خداوند آشکار خواهد شد.
Yeah, the same day we have this example
نمونه‌ای رو
the story of Lot.
داستان
This picture of the rapture.
اون تصویر ربوده شدن ایمانداران.
Now, why do I point this out?
چرا اینو براتون امروز اشاره کردم؟
Because the pre-tribulation rapture.
چون ربوده شدن ایمانداران
قبل
از مسیحیت. They
split the rapture from the second coming.
ربوده شدن ایماندارا رو با اومدن عیسی مسیح از هم جدا کرده.
They put a gap of 7 years in between.
7 سال بین این دو تا فاصله گذاشته.
And actually, the Bible teaches that it's the same day.
کتاب مقدس میگه همان روز.
The same day that Lot left,
همان روزی که لوط رفت سدوم رو نابود کرد.
The same day that Jesus is coming back.
همان روزی که عیسی مسیح برمیگرده.
Is the rapture.
It's the same event. همون اتفاق خواهد افتاد.
And it'll be an obvious event, not a secret event.
آشکار خواهد بود مثل رعد و برق.
It is as lightning in one part, lights on the other part.
مثل رعد و برق که یه قسمت روشن میشه و همه جا رو روشن میکنه و همه اون رو میبینن.
Now, those who believe in the pre-tribulation rapture,
اونایی که ایمان دارن به ربوده شدن ایمانداران قبل از مسیحیت.
They make these two different events.
این دو تا تفاوت رو ایجاد میکنه.
But that's not what Luke 17 indicates.
لوقا فصل 17 رو به ما نمیگه.
Let me give you some more scriptures.
بذارین چند تا آیه دیگه
بگم. What I'm going to do now is tying all kinds of dots together.
الان نقطه ها رو به هم وصل میکنم براتون.
Go to Revelation 1:7.
مکاشفه 1:7.
Behold, he cometh with clouds. And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so. Amen. Yeah, of course, this talks about Jesus. It talks about his coming.
Yeah.
Which version of his coming?
چه زمانی میاد؟
Yeah, in the book of Revelation.
در کتاب مکاشفه.
His first coming was already done.
اومدنش تکمیل شد.
So this is the second one.
این اومدن دومشه.
And it says the second one is with clouds.
دومیش با ابرها میاد.
And every eye shall see him.
و هر چشمی او را خواهد دید.
What did you just read in 1 Thessalonians 4 at the beginning?
اول تسالونیکیان فصل 4 اولش چی خوندیم؟
Yeah, the passage everybody agrees on is about the rapture.
قسمتی که همه موافقیم در مورد رو بوده شدنه.
That the Lord was descending from heaven, caught up in the clouds.
از آسمان میآید.
Let's
روی ابرها رو بوده خواهد شد.
Let's read it again.
دوباره بخونیمش.
1 Thessalonians 4:16-17.
اول
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
زیرا خود خداوند با سوار و با صدای رئیس فرشتگان و با شیپور خدا از آسمان نازل خواهد شد و مردگان در مسیح اول خواهند را خواست. آنگاه ما که زنده و باقی باشیم با ایشان در ابرها روبوده خواهیم شد تا خداوند را در هوا استقبال کنیم همچنین همیشه با خداوند خواهیم بود.
Yeah, he comes in the clouds.
میاد در
This is the rapture.
ربوده شدن
And every eye shall see him.
و همه چشما او را خواهند دید.
And of course, this is the opposite of what the pre-tribulation crowd teaches.
و درست ضد اون کسایی که اعتقاد دارن قبل از اینکه مسیح بیاد رو بوده میشن
اونا
میگن مخفیه هیچ کی نمیفهمه
snatching us out of here and everybody's wondering where are they
ما رو ببره همه موندن که ما کجاییم کجا رفتیم
7 years later
7 سال بعد
yeah then the second coming
اومدن خداوند
that's not bible
کتاب مقدس اینو نمیگه
now you might think what do these people do with the fact that there is a trump of god
مردم اون زمان چیکار میکنن صدای بلند
خدا داره
صدای فرشته خدا
that doesn't sound very secretive or very hidden
مخفیانه نیست خیلی قایم شده
and indeed it doesn't sound like that
واقعا صدای مخفیانه نمیده
because it is not
چون نیست
but they will say the following
و این رو میگن
they'll say oh just like a dog whistle
مثل یک سوت گاو سگ
only the dogs can hear it
فقط سگا میفهمن صدای سوت
the same as with the rapture Only the Christians can hear that. Now, of course, that's a lame argument. But that's how you have to defend false doctrines.
راه درست نداشته باشی که بازش کنی و منیش کنی برای خود داستان تعریف
کنی. The second coming is the rapture.
دوباره خداوند همون روبوده شدن ایماندارانه.
And I'll give you some more verses that will make this crystal clear.
میدم که براتون روشن
میکنم. Go to Matthew 24.
متی 24.
Which is a passage on the end times.
یه پیامی هست در ایام آخر.
It's a parallel passage with Luke 21 and Mark 13 as well.
و مرقس 13.
Now read Matthew 24:29-31. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
29-31. از آسمان فرو می‌زند و نیروهای آسمان متزلزل گردد. آنگاه علامت پسر انسان در آسمان پدید گردد و در آن رفت همه طوایف زمین سوگواری خواهند کرد. پسر انسان را ببینند که بر ابرهای آسمان با قدرت و جلال عظیم می‌آید و فرشتگان خود را با شیطان بلند آواز فرستاده بر گزیدگان او را از بادهای چهارگانه از کران تا به کران آسمان فراهم خواهند آورد.
And see, this is talking about the same thing.
اینم در مورد همون موضوع صحبت میکنه.
Coming in the clouds.
پسر خداوند در ابرها میاد.
Great sound of a trumpet.
صدای شیپور بزرگ.
And the elect are gathered.
و انتخاب شدگان رو بوده میشن.
That's exactly like the rapture described in 1 Thessalonians 4.
درست همون زمانی که اول تسالونیکیان فصل 4 گفته شد.
And notice that these signs
are
there that precede the rapture.
که اینجاست که رو بوده شدن.
The sun is darkened.
در حقیقت خورشید تاریک میشه، ماه نوری نمیده، ستاره ها میفتن زمین، زمین آسمان میلرزه.
That means earthquakes.
زلزله میشه.
Now remember these signs. Come back to that.
یادتون باشین بر نشونهای اومدن خداوند.
But this is definitely something that doesn't go unnoticed.
یه چیز کوچیکی نیست که کسی
نبینه. This is not a secret rapture.
یواشکی نیست.
Yeah, every eye will see.
هر چشمی خواهد دید.
What if someone is blind?
اگه یکی کور باشه.
They will feel the earthquake.
زلزله رو لاغر حس میکنه.
Yeah. Now notice what the tribes of the earth will do.
قوم زمین چیکار میکنه؟
It says they will mourn.
گریه خواهند کرد. عزاداری خواهند کرد.
Now what did we just see in Revelation 1?
مکاشفه فصل 1 چی رو دیدیم؟
Behold, he comes with the clouds. Every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen.
Where?
Revelation 1:7.
اینک با ابرها میآید و هر چشمی او را خواهد دید و آنانی که او را نیزه زدند و تمامی امتهای جهان برای وی خواهند نالید. ولی آمین.
All the kingdoms of the earth shall wail.
همه مینالند.
I'm connecting the dots.
دارم براتون.
This is all talking about the exact same event.
همشون در مورد یک روز داره صحبت میکنه.
Now, how do the pre-tribulation crowd respond to this comparison with Matthew 24?
غیر قبل از رو بوده شدن میرن.
Because it's very hard to ignore that this is the same.
خیلی سخته که قبول نکنیم که اینا یکی.
Here's what they will say.
میدونی اونا چی میگن؟
This is a different rapture.
این یه مدل دیگه از.
This is a special rapture only for the Jews.
یه مدل از ربوده شدن برای یهودیان.
Because it's the elect and the elect that these have to be the Jews.
اونها برگزیدگانن پس برگزیدگان یهودیانن.
Of course that's not true.
درست نیست. این برگزیدگان یهودیان نیست.
If you do research on the word elect in the New Testament,
برگزیدگان در عهد جدید رو برگزیدگان به معنی
you'll see that they point to believers.
ایماندارانه.
But they have to come up with all kinds of weird things.
و همشون با اعتقادات عجیب و غریب به هم دیگه بحث کنن که منظور رو به هم دیگه برسونن.
Of course we have to chosen generation elect means chosen in 1 Peter 2
انتخاب شده قوم انتخاب شده
Christians.
در حقیقت ما مسیحیان هستیم
spiritual Israel
اسرائیل روحانی
go to Colossians 3
کلوسیان فصل 3
read 11 and 12 Colossians 3 11 and 12 this is a verse that will show you that the elect are believers where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering.
که در آن نه یونانی است و نه یهود، نه ختنه، نه ختنه شده، نه بربر، نه سکایی، نه غلام و نه آزاد، بلکه مسیح همه و در همه است. پس مانند برگزیدگان مقدس و محبوب خدا، رحمدلی و مهربانی و تواضع و تحمل و صبر را بپوشید.
Yeah, there's neither Greek, there's not
Jew.
And it talks about those who are elect. The Colossians. Talking to the Colossians. The elect just point to believers.
Matthew
24 is not another rapture. It's just the Jews. It is the rapture. And this lines up with all the other verses. Yeah, so the rapture is not a hidden or secret event.
در حقیقت رو بوده شدن ایمانداران مخفی نیست.
It will be with the trumpet of God.
با شیپور خداوند.
Not on dog whistle.
اتفاق میفته. نه با اون سوتی که فقط
Every eye will see it.
هر چشمی میشنوه میبینه.
All the kingdoms of the earth will wail.
همه مردم دنیا ناله خواهند کرد.
Yeah, the sun shall be darkened, the moon will not give her light.
خورشید
stars will fall from heaven.
ماه نور رو خواهد داد.
Heaven shaken.
زمین آسمان میلرزد.
Yeah, it will be like the lightning.
مثل رعد و برق
که one part of the sky lighting up the other part of the sky.
آسمون اون برای آسمون روشن میکنه.
It will be obvious
روشن
to everybody.
خواهد بود برای هر کسی که دنبالش بگرده.
And he will come in the clouds.
و در روی ابرها خواهد آمد.
And the second coming
is the rapture. خداوند رو بوده شدن ایمانداران.
These are not separate events.
اینها اتفاقات جداگونه نیستند.
We looked at 1 Thessalonians 4.
اول تسالونیکیان فصل 4.
The passage on the rapture.
کلمه رو بوده شدن ایمانداران.
And it lines up with all these other verses including Luke 17.
آیات دیگه که لوقا فصل 17 هست.
Yeah, we just put scripture with scripture together and it becomes as clear as day.
و به اندازه کافی روشن میشه برای هممون.
Skip for a moment to Luke 17:34 till 36. And tell me what you think this is describing.
بعد ببینید در مورد چی شما به من بگین در مورد چی حرف میزنه.
34 to 36. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. The woman shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left.
به شما میگویم که شب دو نفر بر یک تخت خواهند بود، یکی برداشته و دیگری واگذارده خواهد شد، و دو تا که در یک جا آسیاب میکنند یکی برداشته و دیگری واگذارده خواهد شد، و دو نفر که در مزرعه باشند یکی برداشته و دیگری واگذارده خواهد شد.
So what do you think this describes?
این که چی میگه؟
What about the rapture?
One
shall be taken,
the
other left. This is exactly what will happen at the rapture. Those who are in Christ are caught up. They are taken up in the air. Yeah, and maybe we will experience that day.
Yeah,
if we are alive at the time.
Yeah,
Luke 17 is clearly about the rapture and the second coming. Because it's the same event. Now go back to verse 26 and look at the conditions.
شرط رو نگاه کنید.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
از چنان که در ایام نوح واقع شد، همانطور در زمان پسر انسان نیز خواهد بود که می‌خوردند و می‌نوشیدند و زن و شوهر می‌گرفتند، تا روزی که چون نوح داخل کشتی شد، طوفان آمده همه را هلاک کرد.
Yeah, so what's the point that Jesus is making in regards to the rapture? In regards to the second coming.
Now,
he points out it will be business as usual. People will just be living their lives. Also read 28. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it.
و همچنان که در ایام لوط شد که به خوردن و نوشیدن خرید و فروش زراعت و عمارت مشغول می بودند.
Business as usual.
همون اتفاقی که همیشه می افتاده.
Now, when the pre-tribulation crowd reads its passage,
وقتی این فصل این آیه رو کسایی که اعتقاد دارن قبل از مصیبت ایمانداران بوده میشن و میخونن
This proves it's a secret rapture.
نشون میده که یواشکیه.
Yeah, everything is just going as normal and then suddenly
همه اتفاق
before anything happens,
before اتفاق بیفته,
tribulation,
قبل از اینکه بلاها بیاد,
yeah, then we're taken out of here.
ما برده میشیم رو بوده میشیم.
Yeah. Because it's business as usual.
And
God is pouring out his wrath on this
earth.
Now, the mistake they're making is that there is a difference between tribulation, trouble, and God's wrath being poured out.
Now,
when we get to Luke 21, I'll go a little bit deeper into this. Let me show you this quickly. The period of tribulation is divided up in two parts. There will be a time of tribulation.
زمان سختی هاست.
There will be around 3.5 years.
3.5 سال.
And there will be a great tribulation, which is a much shorter time.
و مصیبت‌های وحشتناک که یه مقدار کوتاه‌تره.
And these are not periods that God is doing something.
اینا زمانی هست که خداوند کاری رو انجام بده. زمانی هست که دنیا خودش رو نابود می‌کنه.
Yeah, go to Revelation 6.
مکاشفه فصل 6.
Where we have the seals being opened.
که اونجا مهر و موم‌ها باز میشه.
And these seals are given order of events.
و اتفاق‌هایی که در اون زمان میفته به ما اشاره میشه.
We'll look into more detail.
برمیگردیم به جزئیات لوقا 21 رو نگاه می‌کنیم. جزئیات بیشتری رو بهتون میگم.
I preached through the book of Revelation as well. You can listen to that.
و میتونی کتاب مقدس رو بخونین. من اونجا خواهم بود.
And I preached 2 or 3 years ago also a series on the end times.
و در حقیقت در مورد ایام آخر صحبتایی که خواهم کرد رو هست موعظه.
So,
میتونی تو اینترنت گوش کنی.
We're not going to read everything, but I will give you synopsis in a minute. We call it a summary for the first part. The first four seals. Is actually what is the time of tribulation. It's described with these four horses symbolically. The white horse is the Antichrist. The red horse is peace taken away from the earth. Wars. The black horse is famine. And then the fourth seal, the fourth horse is the gray horse.
و اسب توسی
is death.
مرگه.
Through war, famine and disease.
با مرگ و جنگ و مریضی ها.
This is what Satan and his minions are doing to the earth.
کاری که شیطان و مردمش انجام میدن.
Yeah. This is called the tribulation
period. و به این میگیم مصیبت ها.
Now, let's read the fifth seal.
پنجمین مهر.
Revelation 6 verse 9.
مکاشفه 6 آیه.
And this is called great tribulation. Where specifically Christians are persecuted.
که بهش میگن مصیبت‌های زیاد که مسیحیان شکنجه میشن.
Revelation 6:9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
و چون مهر پنجم را گشود در زیر مذبح دیدم نفوس آنانی را که برای کلام خدا شهادتی که داشتند کشته شده بودند.
Yeah, so we have Christians that are murdered for their faith.
مسیحی‌ها رو خواهیم داشت که شهید میشن برای ایمانشون.
Now listen what they are saying.
ببینین شهدا چی میگن.
Read verse 10 and 11.
آیه 10 و 11.
And they cried with a loud voice saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, unto their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
که به صدای بلند صدا کرده می گفتند ای خداوند قدوس و حق، تا به کی داوری نمی نمایی انتقام خون ما را از ساکنان زمین نمی کشی؟ و به هر یک از ایشان جامه سفید داده شد و به ایشان گفته شد که اندکی دیگر آرام گیرند تا عدد هموطنان و برادرانشان که مثل ایشان کشته خواهند شد تمام شود.
Yeah, so they're basically saying, God, when are you going to do something about this?
Yeah,
didn't you see what they did to us, they killed us? Yeah, so at this point, God didn't do anything yet.
این زمان خداوند هیچ کاری نکرده.
When will God do something?
خداوند که شروع میکنه کاری رو انجام دادن.
After the sixth seal.
بعد از مهر ششم.
Yeah, which is the second coming.
که اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح.
After he takes out the Christians.
بعد از اینکه مسیحیان رو برد. آیه بعدی رو بخونید.
Yeah, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood.
و چون مهر ششم را گشود دیدم که زلزله عظیم واقع شد، آفتاب چون پلاس پشمی سیاه گردید و تمام ماه چون خون گشت.
First 13 as well. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, which is shaken off a mighty wind.
بر زمین فرو ریختند، مانند درخت انجیری که از باد سخت به حرکت آمده و میوه های نارس خود را فرو می‌ریزد.
Remember that we read this before. Those signs.
قبلا این علامت ها رو خونده بودیم.
Because it's all the same thing.
چون همش در مورد روبه شدن ایماندارانه.
It was just like we saw in Matthew 24.
متا 24 در مورد همین موضوع حرف میزنه که مکاشفه داره حرف میزنه.
Skip to verse 17.
آیه 17 رو بخونیم.
Still talking about the sixth seal. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?
عظیم خشم او رسیده است. کیست که میتواند ایستاد؟
Only then,
اون موقع است که
at the sixth seal,
مهر ششم خداوند,
the day of God's wrath had arrived.
روز خشم خداوند آمده است.
Yeah, the time of tribulation and great tribulation.
زمان مصیبت و مصیبت‌های عظیم.
Was not God pouring out His wrath?
خشم خداوند نبود که ریخته شد.
It was Satan and his minions doing these things for the people on this earth.
و مسئولینش کارهایی رو می‌کردند که برای زمین بوده. که آسیب برسونن به مسیحیان. و بعد خداوند خشمش رو میرسونه.
Yeah, so the point I'm making,
نکته
the tribulation period is not the same as God's wrath.
با خشم خداوند یکی نیست.
Go back to Matthew 24. Let's put a last nail in the coffin of this pre-tribulation view.
میخوره به اون تابوت اعتقاد داشتن این که قبل از اینکه مصیبت ببینیم رو بوده خواهیم شد.
Now read verse 29 again.
29 رو بخونید. 24, 29.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
و فوراً بعد از مصیبت آن ایام آفتاب تاریک گردد و ماه نور خود را ندهد و ستارگان از آسمان فرو ریزند و نیروهای آسمان متزلزل گردد.
Yeah, so it says immediately after the tribulation.
بعد از مصیبت ها.
So after the tribulation, the sun
بعد از مصیبت ها.
Is darkened, the moon shall give a light.
خورشید تاریک میشه. ماه نوری نخواهد داشت.
And we just read in Revelation 6 that this was before God started outpouring his wrath.
بعد از اینکه خداوند خشمش رو بریزه بر روی زمین.
So the biblical view is
اعتقاد کتاب مقدس اینه که
that the rapture happens after the tribulation.
رو بوده شدن ایمانداران بعد از مصیبت ها اتفاق
میفته
و قبل از اینکه خداوند خشمش رو بریزه.
Now, for who is the last period
آخرین قسمت
of tribulation specifically in bad time?
مخصوصاً برای کی زمان
بدیه؟ The answer is for Christians.
جواب اینه که برای مسیحیان.
Christians are persecuted.
مسیحیان شکنجه خواهند شد.
For those who will not take the mark of the beast.
برای اونهایی که علامت شیطان رو به تن نمی‌گیرند.
It's become a very difficult time.
زمان سختی خواهد بود.
And time of great tribulation.
برای اونها که حق شیطان، حرف شیطان رو قبول نمی‌کنند.
People will be slain.
کسایی که کشته میشن به خاطر ایستادن در حقیقت. بقیه چی؟
For the rest is business as usual.
برای همه روزشون مثل هر روز خودشون پیش میره.
Like in the days of Noah and Lot.
مثل نوح و لوط.
They're going to be eating.
میخورن.
Drinking.
مینوشن.
They're going to be buying things.
میخورن.
Selling things.
میفروشن.
Marrying.
ازدواج میکنن.
Building.
میسازند.
Yeah, because they have the mark of the beast.
چون علامت شیطان رو
It is when you do not have the mark of the beast that you cannot buy or sell.
علامت شیطان رو قبول نکنی اون موقع است که نمیتونی بخری و بفروشی.
Yeah. How is it going to be in those days?
در اون روزها چگونه خواهد بود؟
It will be like in the days of Noah and Lot.
مثل روز نوح و
Business as usual.
مثل همیشه.
Till the point that Jesus comes.
تا زمانی که عیسی مسیح برگرده.
And he destroys them all.
و همه رو نابود کنه.
Yeah. God will be pouring out his wrath.
خشمش رو می‌ریزه.
Yeah, that's what Jesus is teaching.
عیسی مسیح در لوقا فصل 17 به ما درس
می‌ده. Go to Luke.
لوقا.
Read verses 29.
29.
And 30.
Vasilova.
My printer made a mistake.
Yeah,
but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
تا روزی که چون لوط از سدوم بیرون آمد آتش گوگرد از آسمان باریدان همه را هلاک ساخت. بعد همین منظر خواهد بود در روزی که پسر انسان ظاهر شد.
Yeah, notice that it says the same day that Lot went out of Sodom,
لوط از سدوم بیرون آمد.
It rained with fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
آتش گوگرد از آسمان بارید و همه را هلاک ساخت.
There's a tribulation period.
پس روبوده میشن.
Great tribulation.
روبوده شدن.
Second coming.
اول خشن.
Slash rapture.
بعد اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح بر روبوده شدن ایمانداران و بعد خشم قضاوت خداوند بر روی همه زمین.
If we have the tribulation described in chapter 6 of Revelation,
فصل 6 مکاشفه در مورد اون قبل مصیبت‌های قبلی از رو بوده شدن صحبت می‌کنه.
We would expect is the rapture.
و بعدش می‌بینیم که ایمانداران
After all, it's the book of Revelation.
کتاب مکاشفه.
It's about the end times.
در مورد ایام آخره.
So let's read chapter 7.
فصل 7 رو بخونید.
Because that's where you find.
و اون اتفاق.
Read Revelation 7:9.
مکاشفه 7 آیه 9 رو بخونید.
After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
و بعد از این دیدم که اینک گروهی از این که هیچ کس ایشان را نتواند شمرد از هر ملت و قبیله و قوم و زبان در پیش تخت سلطنت و در حضور بره به جامه‌های سفید آراسته و شاخه‌های نخ به دست گرفته ایستادند.
Yeah, so suddenly there is this great multitude showing up in heaven.
یهو اتفاق وحشتناکی در آسمان میفته. چرا این اتفاق میفته؟
What about the rapture?
ربوده شدن چی میشه؟ اتفاق مخصوصی نبوده که فقط برای یهودیان باشه. مال همه مسیحیان، مال همه دنیاها، برای همه زبانها. و به خاطر اینکه یه دونه ربوده شدنه و اون هم هست و اومدن عیسی مسیح و اومدن عیسی مسیح هست. از کجا میدونیم که اون ربوده شدن ایماندارانه؟ اگه هنوز نگرانی آیه 13 و 14 رو بخونید.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
و یکی از پیران پاسخ داده بران گفت این سفید پوشان چه کسانی هستند و از کجا آمدند؟ من او را گفتم سرور تو میدانی مرا گفت ایشان کسانی میباشند که از عذاب سخت بیرون میآیند و لباس خود را به خون بر روی شستشوی کرده سفید نمودند.
Yes, so one of the elders is asking, why are these people?
اینا کیان؟
Where do they come from?
از کجا اومدن؟
Of course he knows the answer, but he
جواب رو میدونن.
Probably says that to make sure it's in the Bible.
ولی گفته که حتما جوابش در کتاب مقدس نوشته شه.
For sure.
مطمئن باشیم.
They came out of great tribulation.
از مصیبت‌های عظیم بیرون آمدند.
Which came out of what?
از چی؟
Great tribulation.
مصیبت‌های عظیم.
Who came out of that?
کی از مصیبت‌های عظیم بیرون اومد؟
Those who are in Christ.
اونهایی که در مسیح هستن.
Christians.
مسیحیان و ایمانداران.
Yeah. So chapter 6.
فصل 6.
Is about tribulation.
در مورد
chapter 7.
مصیبت‌ها.
Has the rapture.
فصل 7 ربوده شدن ایماندارانه.
Guess what chapter 8 has.
فکر کنی فصل 8 چیه؟
The seventh trumpet judgment,
God pouring out his wrath. و خشم خداوند.
Read Revelation 8:1-2.
مکاشفه 8 یک.
And that's the last verse we go to.
آخرین آیه ای است که میخونم امروز.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
And چون مهر هفتم را گشود، سکوتی حدود نیم ساعت در آسمان وارد شد. و دیدم هفت فرشته که در حضور خداوند ایستادند که به ایشان هفت شیپور داده شد.
Yeah, and if you read the rest of the chapter, you will see that these are judgments. Yeah, we get the description of these different judgments.
Now,
when this chapter 8 happened, it says half an hour after the rapture. Now, why does the Bible give us this detail of half an hour? Because it happens all at the same day. It matches what Jesus says in Luke 17. Where it says, the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Yeah?
So Jesus, in Luke 17 and other places, is teaching a post-tribulation, pre-wrath rapture.
Yeah? ایمانداران ربوده خواهند شد.
When the rapture is, everybody will know.
وقتی ربوده بشن
همه می‌دانند. It's not a secret thing.
هیچ چیز مخفی.
It's with the trump of God.
در حقیقت شیپور خدا
است. Like lightning in one part, showing up in the other part of heaven.
رعد و برقی است در همه جا می‌درخشه.
It's the same as the second coming.
مثل اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, it's the second time that Jesus comes to this earth.
دومین باری است که عیسی مسیح برای زمین میاد.
It's the same day as the rapture.
همون روز برای ربوده شدن.
And 30 minutes after the rapture.
30 دقیقه بعد از ربوده شدن.
God will start pouring out his wrath on the same day.
خشمش رو می‌ریزه بر روی همه ایمانداران.
The world will have 30 minutes to realize.
دنیا فقط 30 دقیقه وقت داره بفهمه.
Yeah, before God starts pouring out his judgment.
خشمش و قضاوتش رو بریزه.
Yeah, it's like the days of Noah and Lot. The same day. Yeah, and post-tribulation, pre- or off-rapture is the view that the Bible supports.
Yeah.
And pre-tribulation view violates scripture all over the place. It's not biblical. Now, if you have the privilege to live through that time,
در این زمان مصیبت ها زندگی کنیم.
We'll be looking forward to the day that Jesus will come back.
ما منتظریم و انتظار روزی که عیسی برگردد.
It will not be an easy time.
روز راحتی نخواهد بود.
It's called great tribulation. It's a difficult time.
کتاب مقدس میگه روز مصیبت زیاد خواهد بود.
The rest of the world will be doing fine.
همه دنیا حالش خوبه.
They can buy and sell.
میتونن بخرن و بفروشن.
They can drink and eat.
میتونن بروشن و بخورن. میتونن ازدواج کنن و درخت بکارن.
But we as Christians will be persecuted.
ما مسیحیان شکنجه میشیم.
We'll be out of the system.
و سیستم خرید و فروش جدا.
Now how long will that go on?
چند وقت این اتفاق خواهد افتاد؟
The answer is 75 days.
من میگه 75.
But I will come back to that when we talk about Luke 21 and show you why the
75 days.
Yeah, what will we be doing during that time?
در اون زمان 75 روز ما چیکار میکنیم؟
Digging a hole in the ground.
چاله میکنیم.
No, we'll go out sharing the gospel.
نه, میریم بشارت.
As long as we can.
تا اونجایی که میتونیم.
To see if we can get saved before it's too late.
ببینیم قبل از اینکه دیر بشه چه کسی رو میتونیم با خودمون به بهشت ببریم.
Amen.
آمین. آمین. خدا بهتون برکت بده.